My name is Aiden Woods, and I am 13 years old. Today is the 26th of November, 2017, and I am speaking to...
Mike Woods.
And he's my dad. We are recording this interview in Long Grove, Illinois. So, just to warm up, tell me about your parents. How was your life like when you were growing up?
Well, my dad... So my parents were divorced. Mm-hmm. And so I grew up with my stepfather, who I really never even thought of him as a stepfather, and my mom. Mm-hmm. We had a very nomadic childhood. So I started in Kansas City, mm-hmm. and then we moved to Toronto, mm-hmm. and then we moved here to Chicago. Mm-hmm. So we moved around a lot when I was growing up.
Yep.
But it was a very nice kind of normal upbringing, I would say.
So, can you tell me why your parents divorced?
Well, it was back in the 60s, and they just married. I think that to sum it all up, they married too young. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And why would you consider your stepfather not a real stepfather?
Oh, because I really just grew up with him, right? And so I never thought of him as... Oh, this isn't my father. Mm-hmm. I grew up with him since the first grade.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always just thought him as a dad.
Huh.
And not the label of a stepfather.
So did your parents get to back together when they were older? What I'm trying to say is that is the grandfather that I know my real grandfather?
Grandpa Jellybean.
Yes.
Is my stepdad.
Yeah.
Grandpa John is my real father.
He's
my biological father.
I cannot remember meeting Grandpa John.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he lives in Asheville. Hmm. Yeah, it's been a long time since Asheville, he's been here. Tennessee. But he's been here. He came here.
I don't remember.
But
and actually, personally, I never knew that your parents were divorced.
Yeah.
And that whole thing.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. If you knew that this was going to be our last conversation, is there anything you've never told me that you want to share with me now?
Oh my gosh, that's a deep question. No, because I think the key is, and I tell you it all the time, that I love you so much and I'm very, very proud of you. That's probably the main thing is I want to make sure you know that I'm so proud of you.
All right. Is there anything you want to ask me that you've never asked me before?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, during Thanksgiving, a cinnamon roll was eaten and no one confessed. So I'd like to ask you, Aiden, did you eat the second cinnamon roll?
See, I will confess right now. I ate the second cinnamon roll.
Okay, there you go. So there, I've asked you, and now I've gotten the answer.
So, if you were on your deathbed, you'd still ask me that question.
I would still, that would be the main driver, yes. That's really bothered me.
Rest in peace, Mike Woods. He asked me his final statement. Aiden, did you eat the last cinnamon roll? Do you have any regrets in life?
Oh, yes, I have many regrets.
Can you elaborate?
Sure, like one regret my junior summer in college, I had a nothing job during the summer,
mm-hmm.
and...
Oh, sorry to interrupt, but what do you mean as a nothing job?
I cut lawns for a guy that was not very organized. I didn't make a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
And it was just a wasted summer.
Yeah.
And what I should have done is like what your brother did and go to Europe for the year.
Yeah.
And I regret... not being organized enough and not have taken the initiative,
mm-hmm.
to go to Europe for the summer. And I just had a very wasted summer in my youth.
Yeah. So, segueing into my next question, was learning a language, almost like enforced in high school and middle school?
Yes. I started a language in sixth grade.
What did you start learning?
French, because we lived in Canada at the time.
Can you speak to me right now in French?
Je suis parle un peu français, oui. Je suis habité à Toronto pour trois ans.
I'm forgetting how to say sorry in Russian. So that's what I would say.
Pardon is sorry in French.
It sounds so like... It's French is a very weird language in my book, because it's like... It almost, it's such a different way of pronouncing things that it's like, it almost sounds like you're making a joke of the culture. It's like, oh, si vous plaît, oui, oui. But I've watched a couple people, like a couple French streamers, like video game streamers on YouTube, and they kind of use the expression.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like.
No, that's yes, yes.
So now I know what that means. Have you ever gone to France?
Many times. Many, many times. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was in Paris, 2 years ago?
Yeah. Have you ever been told that you have an American accent?
Well, yes, because I also lived in Italy for 4 years, and people very much could tell the difference between English, you know, England English speakers versus American.
Yeah.
And also, I was told that I had a very understandable accent versus a lot of our company lived in Atlanta and had thick Southern accents.
Oh.
And so the people in Italy and in Europe had a real tough time understanding them.
Yeah.
But I have a very neutral accent since I've moved around so much that they could understand me.
Cool. That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
How has your life been different than how you imagined it when you were young? So like,
yeah, actually, I mean, not that different. I always wanted a family. You know, apart from when I was really young, I thought I was going to be an astronaut. You know,
I mean, we all have those.
My father was a salesperson. And so, or it was in business. And so, you know, being in business was not that far of a stretch. So no, I mean it hasn't gone too far from what I thought.
Okay, so this is a complete change. This is a very different question.
Okay.
If you could change your appearance and change your main language to appear as one type of culture, like, for example, like, you're like, I don't know how to put it. If you could magically just speak one language.
Right.
Just immediately out of the blue.
Right.
What would it be?
I would, so my first thought was to perfect my Italian.
Yeah.
Because I certainly speak it living there, but it's not perfect. So I would love to be, you know, perfect in it with all the right tenses and to be kind of, that's what I'd love to do.
But what like totally new language would you learn?
What new language? Probably Chinese. Just because I think that's a culture that I would love to know more about.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
Wow. The dumbest thing.
Oh, come. What? Okay, so if you continue. Okay, well, that's just gonna have to be it, because it just did it again. It just cut. Screw it, I'm publishing it.
Well, no, hang on. First, play it.